climate change isn't just transforming our environment and weather. It's also impacting our bodies and our health, which is why a group of doctors created a new teaching framework for medical residents on how to address climate change as a health issue. Joining us now is Dr. Rebecca Phillipsborn, a pediatrician at Emory University School of Medicine and lead author of this new framework. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Yes. Well, doctor, what inspired you and your colleague to publish this list of guidelines for folks to understand the effects of climate change on our health?
Well, we wanted to make sure that our residents and future doctors will be prepared for those challenges that they are going to face in their practice. So that even though now the American Medical Association and other organizations have called for health professionals to engage in the space to teach trainees about the impacts of climate change on health, until now, there wasn't really a framework to support educators who are heeding those calls to action.
You know, I think so many of us understand that we are impacted by our environment, but how do you break it down in your framework so that it's tangible? What are some issues or practices you include, and what can doctors really do to be prepared?
That's a great question. And this work really was a collaboration between, on one hand, folks who are experts in climate and health, and on the other hand, folks who are experts in resident education, so that we not only at what is of the most importance to health, but also what's going to be feasible within the framework of what medical residents are supposed to learn already. So we broke it down in terms of what are the harms to health from climate change, how does climate change require adaptations in our clinical practice, and how does climate change disrupt healthcare delivery.
What are some examples of how climate change is already impacting our health? Now in California, for example, we're experiencing lung problems because of the smoke. But what else are you seeing?
There are health harms from climate change that really span nearly every organ system and every aspect of health delivery. So just some of the other examples, climate change is worsening chronic conditions like respiratory illness, and not just from wildfires, but also from air pollution and heat, those effects on asthma incidence and severity. And then we're seeing emerging threats like a new kind of kidney disease called heat-related nephropathy from the effects of extreme heat itself on the kidneys.
Doctor, how does this play out in your clinical work with you and your colleagues?
We see these risks and challenges that our patients are facing here in clinic. And there are, again, so many examples, and it depends on where you practice. So my colleagues in the emergency room tell me about the increased incidence of asthma they see on extremely hot days in Atlanta and in children in the summer. There are times in primary care clinics, some examples that stand out to me are during Hurricane Irma, when there were almost 7 million people under evacuation orders from Florida. We cared for mothers and their newborn babies who are displaced from their homes, their support system, in this very vulnerable stage of that baby's life.
How do you even begin to treat these types of conditions when they're exacerbated by our environments?
That's a great question. When I work with med students, I tell them that patients spend more than 99% of their time outside of the exam room. So then how do we as doctors, we can't just deliver treatment in this safe clinical space and ignore the risks that patients face in the rest of their life. So part of it is about recognizing those risks and those what we call in medicine the environmental determinants of health. What we hope is through this framework, we can teach residents to recognize the health impacts of climate change in order to both treat and manage them and also prepare our patients to avoid these risks where possible.
How do you expect the medical profession might have to change in order to address the climate change problem? You, of course, have developed this framework, and that's a start. But what do you think needs to be done so that medical staff are prepared for the continual changes in our climate?
Yes, building off the last question, I think part of it is really at its core, recognizing that the health of people and the environment that we live in are, of course, intertwined and related. And as physicians, we take an oath in medicine, the Hippocratic Oath, kind of summarized as first, do no harm. And yet our healthcare facilities are part of the problem in terms of the carbon emissions that we create that actually does harm to the patients that we hope to serve. So the healthcare industry is faced with this transition to producing less carbon, less greenhouse gas emissions in the care we provide. And I think physicians have an important voice in that discussion as well.
That's Dr. Rebecca Phillips-Bourne, a pediatrician at Emory University School of Medicine and lead author of a new framework that addresses climate change as a health issue. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.